Knowing how to take everything to your advantage is very powerful, and once you've learned these things, you can actually turn your life around. Hello, beautiful soul. Welcome back to another episode of Mika's Hideout. So today we are going to talk about how to take everything as a win. Once you start to learn and practice having this kind of mindset and making every experience, whether positive or negative, everything can work in your favor. Imagine having the ability to flip any situation, no matter how challenging it is, into a positive outcome. Sounds impossible, right? But it's actually quite achievable. For me, there's no really such thing as bad luck. It's all about how you perceive things and how you choose to handle it. Like, for example, you've just failed an important exam, or maybe the person you like has rejected you. Perhaps you've even lost someone dear to you. These experiences can feel devastating, but what if you view them differently? What if you saw every event as either a blessing or a lesson? Because it is not really about what life throws at us. It is about how we are going to take those things. And if you want your life to be miserable, then taking things negatively is fine for you. If that's what you really want. But if you really want your life to be better, then start working on your mindset and how you can take things positively. Now let me share a personal story that actually changed my mindset and my life for good. It all started when my stepmom, who was very important to me, passed away. I remember the day. It was Christmas morning. The sun is just about to rise. When we got the news that she passed away at the hospital, I was trembling. When we were on our way to the morgue, I was so empty and couldn't think of what will happen to me and my family after that. The loss was very devastating, and it felt like everything was falling apart. My father was deep in grief, and my siblings and I got separated. My other siblings stayed with their grandma. I went home to the province to my mom, but I know to myself I couldn't stay there for long because I still have school and things to do in the city which we currently reside. And my dad stayed with his brother, and he is still broken and don't know what to do. So we stayed with our relatives for a few days while coping and was trying to get back in our feet and trying to figure out what to do now. Moving on, after a week when my father started to be okay again, we decided to move back into our old home and try to get back into our feet again and start all over again. Because we were struggling financially, I also realized that time that I couldn't rely on anyone anymore. And I actually have to do everything on my own from now on. And I also decided to help my dad with business, to help him provide with our needs because we were lacking financially. So as a person who got used to always relying on my parents, especially my stepmom, whenever I need anything or need to learn something, I always go to her for help because she was the one who always provides for us, and she was the one who always take care of everything for us. We became too dependent to her, but now that she's gone, I know I have to do things on my own from now on. So I decided to expand my knowledge and actually learn things on my own. I started to learn more and be good at sales at 17 because I knew that it is one of the ways to make me earn more money. I told myself, I've done it once when I was 15. I know it is possible for me to do it again. And because of that, I am already earning more money than I could possibly imagine. And I became independent. Moving on, this challenging time forced me to grow in ways I could never imagine. I realized if that downside event hadn't happened, I wouldn't even be the person that I am today. I don't think if I didn't lose someone important to me, I wouldn't grow this much. I don't think I would even get the idea to strive harder and find out the things that I am capable of doing. And I'm thinking that if that thing didn't happen, I'm still living in a nutshell and wouldn't be able to leave my comfort zone. Because I know my financials are getting taken care of and all I had to do is take care of my younger siblings. Although I'm not saying that it is a good thing that it happened and that I wanted it to happen in the first place, or do we really need to lose someone important to us first just for us to grow and just for us to get out of our comfort zone? What I'm trying to say is that it already happened. We know we can't turn back time no matter how much we want it. But what we can do is move on and at least use that experience or event as a leverage for us to grow more and do better. So instead of letting that situation hold me back, I used it as a motivation and a lesson. I also started to notice how my other family member, although we all got separated, they're all doing better now. And we actually found our own path. God, I have never lost my faith in God. I believe that everything happened for a reason, and that is God's way of telling us, in guiding us into putting us in our own path. And I know that if those kind of things happen to other people, which I wish it won't, anyways, if that those things happen to others, some people would even be so depressed or do drugs or even do negative things. But for us, we didn't let that one negative event happen, define our lives and our future. Although we didn't expect that to happen, no, we wanted it to happen. We know that we are not going anywhere just by always being sad and doing nothing about it. And we still miss her and our memories with her. We cherish every single moment with her. But the thing is, we know we can't be stuck in the past forever. It already happened, and what we can do now is move on. That thing happening allowed us to all get out of our comfort zone and restart our new life, because we all know that it wasn't really working anymore and it is time to move into a new place to restart. We didn't blame the situation, instead, we used it as a motivation to be successful and to strive more. Once I realized that everything actually happened for a reason, I also learned how to take everything as my advantage. My mind would just always be, if something worked out, I know it worked out for good. And if something didn't work out, it also didn't work out for good, and it is okay. It is fine because it is meant to just serve me a lesson, so I will take the lesson and move on. I also realized that every person has their own purpose, and once you have already fulfilled that purpose in someone's life, you are meant to leave that place. And for my stepmom, who has taught me many things in life, and my other siblings, though it was sad, but it has been one of her purpose in life to serve those lessons to us before she goes. I am thankful and grateful for all of the things that she's done to us, and I know that she finally got the peace that she wanted, and I know she's resting in peace now. But for us, her family, who she left here in the living world, we took all of those lessons, and that's the thing we are bringing until today. Let go of any negativity, doubts, and what ifs that is holding you back and keeping you from moving forward. Past is just meant to serve as a lesson that we can use as a leverage in the present for us to have a better future. Trust me, once you realize that and practice to have a mindset like that, you will be successful in any aspects of your life, and life becomes easier because that kind of mindset is the asset you can apply to any area of your life. You can start by practicing it. For example, you encounter something that ruins your day. So instead of being angry about it and letting it ruin your mood for the rest of your day or week, ask yourself, why does this happen? What lesson can I get out of this? Or is there something that I can do to make the situation any better? And if there's nothing you can do that will make the situation any better, it just means that it is meant to serve you a lesson. And ask yourself, what can you do next time to avoid it from happening again? Or what can you do next to elevate the situation positively? And knowing how to take responsibility of everything is also a big thing. Taking responsibility of every situation instead of just playing the victim is so powerful. Stay tuned, because for the next episode, I am going to talk about how to take responsibility of everything. Stay positive, keep learning, and see you next time!